Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 6 and the book of Ephesians with verses 21 through 24. So that you also may have news of me and of what I am doing. Tychicus, my beloved brother and trustworthy minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know about us and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all of you who love our Lord Jesus Christ in immortality. Whoa, we're having some wake-up calls. The Paul of conversion stemming from murderous Saul the lynchman teaches us all forgiveness as the immortality we obtain in living in the faith of Jesus Christ. Amen. It leads to everything when you decide that it's time to surrender. Man, you don't have to be like Tychicus, filled with the Spirit and trusted by a saint. No, you can feel like you, not me or anyone else for that matter, but only you as one with Christ. You must take the action to succeed in living for Jesus first, living as a heart encourager, filled with Christ as the reason why you smile and find charity Jesus calls us all to accomplish. Works that live as Him. They can be simple, removed from any reward, but the humility of living in Jesus. The least will find favor, the smelly will know truth, while Jesus encounters His will in you. Now I ask, what else can you do? Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Continue to pray for our children aloud. Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. No particular order. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. Prayers for those that we've said that we pray for. We pray today especially for those who are dying. That has nobody there holding their hands. They're letting go and surrendering their last breath to Jesus. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Now you know why. Today we conclude chapter 6 with verses 21 through 24 in Ephesians. It's been a ride with the Ephesians. Very important of what Paul had to say. It is why I grabbed the helmet of salvation and look for Jesus each day. But this poem is a three stanza poem. Its last two stanzas are trilines. It's titled Immortality in Christ. My doing news also for you. Lord's minister, Tychicus, trustworthy, beloved, taste. Purpose sending him everything tell true. Hearts encouraged, discipleship's love and faith. Brothers, be peace, faith with love. Christ Jesus teach. Father God above. Immortality in Christ. Jesus our Lord. His love suffice. Grace all afford. Amen. I'm Tom Showcruise Wiggins. It's October 12th. October 15th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 6:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim that our technical support can fix the website. Keep that in your prayers. We've had some problems uploading our podcast the last couple of times, and we're still waiting to that be resolved. So I'll get out a couple of podcasts once it is resolved. But pray for the goodness of Jesus to come down on each and every one of us, that when we surrender to less, to overcome the more, and understand what has to take place to be one in Him. Now, that poetry sometimes seems backwards, but is filled with the love of Jesus. So keep us in your prayers. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. I always say, have an awesome day in the Lord. That's directed to her each and every time. We pray. Again, thanks for joining us. As we close in silence, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.